Blog Talk Radio.
This is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Ream. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. 646-787-1532 is the call-in number if you have any questions. Good afternoon, Dr. Ream. How are you doing?
You know what? I'm doing absolutely great. I love to participate in this program, keeping your feet healthy. This is really a great format for distributing foot information. You know, it's very few people really pay that much attention to our feet.
What do you got on tap here today, Don Allen?
Well, my question is there fungus among us?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm prepared to tell everybody listening that to say goodbye to fungal toenails, and we're going to talk about making your feet look neat. Oh, my God. This is really a tremendous subject. I will tell you, Don Allen, that this is one of the most popular, or this is the common is the word I'm looking for. This is the one of the most common complaints that people come to me with in my office is the big, thick, ugly toenails. And they never want to admit that it's a cosmetic issue. You know, people are motivated by fear, greed, and vanity, and certainly the big, thick toenails, which often turn out to be fungus, are part of the vanity concerns that we all have about our body and our feet and our appearance. And I think it's a very important part of health is to feel good about ourselves, and we hold ourselves up, and we're able to think clearly and act with confidence. And I think that the toenails, it sounds strange to everybody, right? The toenails are such a part of life, but it's really a very important part about the way we feel about ourselves. And to point this out, Don Allen, over $1 billion has been spent in the last year on fungal treatment not necessarily treatment, but dealing with fungus toenails.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. I mean, it sounds awful, but and I hear, you know, you're talking about thick and brittle, crumbly, or maybe ragged nails. So that does have an appearance to them, and that makes people not want to show their feet. But what are some of the other symptoms, and are they painful? Do they stink? What does fungal toenail, what does that tell her?
What are they? Yeah, you know what? You're asking what they are, but if everybody listening to this podcast would look down at their feet, there's a better than 80% chance that somebody listening will have a fungus toenail on their feet. 80% of the people have this strange condition. And it's not really strange because it's very common. Let me just say, in case you hear different names medically, the name for this nail condition, more common on the toes than on the fingers, by the way, is called onychomycosis. And it's a strange name for a strange-looking problem. Now, you ask, how do they show up, in essence? The different ways fungus nails can show up depends upon the different types of germs that have taken up residence in your toenails. Isn't that funny? These germs are actually living in your toenails, and their preference for certain sites and patterns. Basically, there are four types of fungus infections in the nails. In other words, four types of onychomycosis, and therefore four different patterns show up. And so let me explain to you how this happens. Most commonly, the germ invades the tissue underneath the toenail beginning at the quick. You know, that part that we cut, right, that we say, ouch, along with bacteria and molds. This gives the toenail a yellowish brown appearance. Less commonly, the fungal germs attack the back of the nail or the lunula, you know, the moon of the toenail,
right,
through the cuticle area, right, and match, and they march toward the end, destroying all layers of the nail. Now, white irregular bands accumulate at the back of the nail plate, which appears dry, thick, dystrophic means abnormal, and the infection may result, this type of infection may result from trauma to the nail because the nail loses its resistance to the fungus. Let me just point out the third most common appearance of toenail fungus infection occurs when fungus ravages the top layer of the nail plate directly. It can be recognized by the presence of well-defined white islands. Anybody out there see white islands in their toenails? This is probably fungus, and it's on the outside of the nail plate. It could be on the inside, and eventually the nail becomes rough, soft, and crumbly. And so people are very concerned about this. So in severe cases, it can destroy the whole nail plate and actually all the nails, as a matter of fact. So now fungus, are usually the predominant germs, but yeasts, especially Candida, you've all heard of Candida because it affects females a lot of the times, and molds may be the guilty culprit. When these nails are at fault, the nail lifts from the nail bed. Is there anybody out there that has this condition where the nails lift from the nail bed and turns to yellowish gray masses? And then the nail. Yeah. Yep.
You're really breaking up.
Okay. I don't know what to do here. Would you like me to call in on another line?
Yeah. Hello. Why don't you call in on your phone? Because it's really.
All right. Let me call in another line. I'll be right back. Can you hear me better?
Yeah,
Don?
I can hear.
You know what?
I can hear you now.
You're coming in real fumbling to me. I think part of it is on your end too.
Okay.
You know what? You want to? Can we go off the line for a minute?
Yeah. I don't know whether it's
I'm getting the same
signal here.
Yeah, I'm here, but I don't think I think we better run this again. Let me call you on your private line.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're doing here.
I'm on my normal regular line. Let's start again.
Okay, I'm going to call back in myself.
Okay, good. Do you know that Chuck just called me? Should we just keep it fungus anyway?
I don't hear. You're breaking up so bad.
I'm moving around.
I'm
on my
signal.
Yeah. All right. Let me call you back again. Let me see what I could do.
Okay.
And we'll start this thing over.
Let's do that.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Ream, you're live. Hello?
Hello.
There you are.
Can you hear me now?
Much better, yes.
Okay, yeah, and you're much better too. You were coming in like an ocean.
Okay, yeah, for whatever reason, they had a bad connection on there, and I'm not sure what it was. I've got you called in twice here, so I'm hang on a second. Okay, are you still with me?
I'm still with you, my buddy.
Okay, we were talking about the white islands on the toe when I started losing you on the toenail.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know, that's just a way that fungus can show up. All right. They also can show up on the back of the nail, the moon, through the cuticle areas. And those are the white irregular bands of the nail. And this is usually caused by trauma to the nail. Now, the other way it could show up is when fungus actually ravages the top of the nail of the layer plate. Like you said, it can be recognized by the presence of these white islands outside the nail plate. So the white islands, they decay so much, and the fungus eats up the nail and the skin so much that the nail becomes rough and soft and crumbly. People really don't like this because it really, it's ugly, Don. It's ugly.
Yeah.
People come in, they're afraid to say it's ugly. They're ashamed that they're cosmetically concerned, but it is ugly. And it's when you feel ugly, you just don't function right. You have to feel whole. You have to feel like you're acceptable. And certainly nails are part of that.
Okay.
So if there's anybody out there that's experiencing these, they certainly clamor for treatments, and a good podiatrist will know the medical treatments. There are treatments you can do before you go to the doctor, because as we talked about before on this program, Don Allen, we want to help people help themselves before they go to the doctor. And even more so, we want to pay attention to prevention. And fungus nails is one of those things that we're really good at preventing.
Okay. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, people, and even, you know, they do get sensitive about it, you know, because of the fact that, I was helping, and I still do. I help take care of my mom's feet. She'll be turning 80 next month, so it's really difficult for her to get down and take care of her feet, you know, the way she should properly. And in doing so, in taking care of her feet, when we first started, you know, I didn't want to even touch them. They're thick nails, and they were discolored, and they were, you know, I mean, they were just, you know, it was bad. And I tell that to mom sometimes, and I say, Mom, I says that your feet were disgusting, and she, you know, she says, "Well, I'm clean. I bathe, you know." And that might be a concern of people is, "Well, I wash my feet, you know, I take a bath," but that still doesn't wash away the fungal.
Well, it has nothing to do with how clean you are on a daily basis. It really doesn't. But you pointed out something very interesting, Don. that if you felt that they were disgusting, imagine how a person, and that's part of their body, how they feel disgusting. I mean, they can't get rid of their own body. They just have to put it in the back of their mind. They have to stuff it. And when we stuff stuff in the back of their mind, it's unhealthy. And you know that I always talk about the foot is attached to the rest of the body, including the mind. And the mindset we have is so important. And isn't it funny how fungus, thick, ugly, and I call them ughy toenails, can affect the mind and affect the presence of somebody and affect their attitude and affect their success? It really can. Because, you know, people are motivated, and I've said this before, I said this earlier in the broadcast, people are motivated by fear, greed, and vanity. And when we feel good about ourselves, we have no concern about the vanity. So,
right.
You know, it's very important to pay attention to fungus. And let me just say at Dr. Rehm Remedies, DrRehm Remedies, DrRehmRemedies.com, we have solutions to the fungus problem. We can make your feet feel and look good again. So this is done with our Balm Reish, and I don't mean to give myself too much of a plug, but I am passionate about helping people help themselves before they go to the doctor. And this is about prevention, and I want people to pay attention to prevention.
Well, you're right. Now, here's something that I think is very, very interesting, Dr. Rehm. You know, the reason that I started taking care of my mom's feet is because she had an injury, a wound that is probably on the inner, probably 6 inches up, and it's got big and it spread, and there's problems there. And I was taking her to the doctor, and it was almost 3 years that I would take her to these different doctors and wound cares, and we just couldn't get it taken care of. Well, during that whole time that we would go to wound care, they would never look at her toenails. I mean, they're right there, but they don't even take care of the feet. And it was through talking with you and getting some of your product, the Balm Reish, which we, you know, clean it with the cleaning pads, which opens that pathway to to the cleaning of the feet. And then we were, I would rub the I use gloves most of the time. Well, here's what happened the other day. I didn't put gloves on, and I'm feeling the bottoms of her feet, and I'm looking at her feet, and they're soft and they're pliable, and I'm going, darn. You know, I mean, from what the feet were to what they are now, I don't mind. Helping take care of it, and I didn't even have to have gloves on. But that was the result from the Dr. Rehm Remedy, that we use in the orange one, the bottle with the green cleaning pad, the bottle with the green. And it's just the feet are so soft and they're really good.
Bigger picture, Don Allen, is paying attention to prevention, not allowing these things to get a hold on your health. And certainly fungus nails and dry skin and fungus skin, they all go together. And what is interesting, and we've talked about this before, is people pay attention to their car more than they pay attention to their feet. And you know what? People pay attention to their teeth. They brush their teeth every day, but do they brush their toenails every day? People come to me and say, "Doc, why are my toenails like this?" And that's my favorite question. And I love to answer the question with a question. And the question that I answer back is, "Do you brush your toenails?" They don't brush your toenails. But the teeth are part of the skin. It's an outgrowth from the skin. and they also have their own environment. The mouth is a unique environment, the moist environment of the mouth. But the toenails have a unique environment as well, and they are also an excrescence of the skin. If we didn't take care of our teeth, they would have an analogous problem that the toenails have. You know, they grow thick, and they would develop debris on it, only in the teeth, you know, the debris is different. It's tartar. And on the toenails, it's fungus and bacteria. And, you know, fungus are not only the only pathogen, the germ, but yeast, especially candida. And some women have a problem with candida in a health situation. And molds also can be the guilty culprit because of the moisture that the feet hold inside the shoe. Some people never dry their skin. Some people have dry skin and they moisturize it and they over moisturize it and the molds grow. And so when your nail starts to lift and your nail bed turns yellow and gray and you develop these masses of hard skin, this is a nidus for fungus infection. People have to recognize this and know it and know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, you make a great comparison there, which you know, I mean, I suppose because our teeth and our mouth are next to our nose, we smell it. And it's not until we take off our shoes do we smell our feet. And sometimes we don't think about, you know, geez, what's causing that and what we can do about it. When after 3 years of taking my mom to the doctor, it was only 3 months of using your creams that we actually got to the point where we're at now. And it's just great. I mean, it's great. And people really need to, you know, take.
And your mother's doing well. Her leg, we were treating her wounds long distance. And her nails were benefited as well. Right. How are they doing?
Very good right now. The whole wound that she had that was, you know, various, she's down to one little bit, which is, you know, we take care of that very, very easily, about every other day now. So it does a great job. And like I say, it's not just the wound, but like it's the whole foot, it's the whole environment that is treated there.
Important to take care of these nails quicker than later because they could become what they call end-stage nail disease. And you could have all four patterns that I previously described on the nail. And the nail is just degenerative and becomes extremely thick with a foul odor and foul diseased appearance. And you know what I call these nails? I call them uchi. There's no other word to describe it but uchi. So when somebody comes in with these uchy nails, it's usually a result of years and years and years of neglect. And what the only thing I'm trying to tell you, Don Allen, I'm trying to tell the people that are listening, we have to pay attention to prevention. That's what it is. And you
Absolutely.
Know, before it can actually lead to a bacterial infection. And the toenail could become infected under the toenail, the skin, and you know the bone is only millimeters underneath that. And we could actually, from a toenail infection, and I've had them come to me in my office. I've had them part of my practice. Your bone can become infected, and diabetics especially are at risk for amputation in this particular case because they don't do very well with infections. And so, again, anybody listening, I mean, come on. It's so much easier to prevent diseases than it is to deal with them, especially in an end stage deal. You know, that's what I deal with in DrReamRemedies.com. That's the whole point is prevention. I want to see people prevent diseases. You know, my wife, I'm a medical director of a clinic right now, but I gave up my private practice And my wife ran my private practice at the time. And I would tell her, her name is Jackie, and I would say, Jackie, you know what I want? She says, what? She said, I want to put myself out of business because I want to tell people what to do and have them prevent it. But no, my business was based upon people not listening to me in spite of my efforts and coming back with the same diseases. They don't pay attention to prevention, and they don't consider the foot attached to the rest of the body. You know, every time I give a lecture, I gave a lecture a couple weeks ago at Sharp Memorial Hospital, a big hospital in San Diego, to all the doctors and nurses. And to them, I said, ladies and gentlemen, raise your hands. Those of who had a physical in the last year or two. Everybody literally raised their hands. And I said, now, tell me how many people had their nails and feet examined by their doctor? And, you know, three hands went up, and the room was full of, like, 300 or 400 people. The feet are not considered part of the body. And I said, did they examine your ears? And everyone said, yes, in a big sound, yes. Did they examine your throat? Yes. Did they examine your eyes? Yes. Did they examine your feet? No. What? The feet are not attached to the rest of the body? And so the nails are part of the feet. Don't let them go. Pay attention to prevention. And especially don't let them get bacterially infected, because that's really dangerous. And it's important to recognize it, get a diagnosis from a podiatrist. And it's important to do this because it could be a result of psoriasis or trauma like we talked about, or even other diseases can show up as looking like fungus nails, and even cancer in the toenail bed can show up looking like fungus nails. So it's really important, wow. Don Allen. And your audience, I'm so thankful that you're having us talk about this. I really am.
All right. Any last 10 seconds worth of advice real quick?
Well, the advice is, in summary, realize that fungus of the feet is no treat. It's hard to treat and therefore beat. But with the right care, the cure is there. Thank you very much, Don Allen.
All right, absolutely. Hey, thanks for being with us this afternoon. Or those that are on the recorded call, this is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm, the foot expert online. Remember, as he says, to keep your feet ... healthy, that means prevention, attention to prevention. And bye for now. Thank you. The Foot Expert Online is a production of Cube Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Kenneth Rehm, all rights reserved.